At a time when talk about undocumented immigrants seeking amnesty has dominated so much of U.S. politics, HBO is airing a searing new movie on the subject. Icebox tells the story of a young boy fleeing gang violence for America. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans believes it's a film every American needs to see right now.
Icebox has some moments that are tough to watch, especially the first scene, which features a 12-year-old Honduran boy named Oscar Fernandez, forcibly tattooed with the name of a gang that dominates his hometown. His attackers tell him to quiet down.
¡Cállate!
Later, when Oscar tries to duck the gang and watch a friend stumble through a poetry assignment at school,
el verano, los grillos,
the gang breaks into the school too. When a gang is so powerful they can attack a school without fear, it's time to escape. So Oscar's mother and father pay to smuggle their son from Honduras into the U.S., starting an odyssey no 12-year-old should have to undertake, especially alone. You might recognize Oscar's voice, Anthony Gonzalez, who plays him with a mix of fear, good-hearted innocence, and wary determination, also voiced the lead character in Coco, Disney's hit animated film centered on Mexican culture. Here, Gonzalez's soulful presence humanizes a character we've seen depicted in hundreds of news reports, but may not have really seen. Oscar dodges shady Mexican smugglers, only to be captured by the U.S. Border Patrol and thrown into one of America's infamous child detention centers. He begs a visiting journalist and a guard to let him call an uncle living in the U.S.
Necesito llamar otra vez a mi familia.
You had a phone call yesterday. Every new arrival is given a phone call.
Mi familia no me contestó ayer.
Miss, I told you it's illegal for you to approach these kids for comment. Well, we need to move along.
Necesito otra llamada oficial.
Para con eso ahora mismo. Te llevaré a la sala del teléfono, okay?
Bueno.
Stop yelling now, the guard says to Oscar, and I'll take you to the phone room later. Even in detention, you can earn a favor if you apply the right pressure. Icebox is mostly filmed in Spanish, but before long you forget you're reading English subtitles. You're left with the frustration and anger that comes from witnessing a punishing story. Kids in detention sit in an actual warehouse, separated into smaller spaces by chain-link fencing. At night it's cold enough that the children can see their breath, hence the movie's name, Icebox. Sleeping on thin pallets, huddled together for warmth, and using their foil blankets as play toys. Swedish director Daniel Sapka has created a film as authentic and direct as a news report. The movie's climax comes when Oscar navigates a Byzantine asylum process to finally get a court hearing, only to land in front of a judge, speaking to him through an interpreter and headphones, who has no idea how to question a traumatized child about his past.
Un tiro a este chavalo
de
mi escuela.
A boy from my school.
Lo dejaron ahí,
they left him there laying in the street.
Su familia ni siquiera pudieron llevárselo de ahí.
His
ese
family
día.
Couldn't even take him that day.
Él estaba tirado ahí.
Oscar, did you participate in any way in the death of this boy?
De alguna manera en la muerte de este chico?
Answer the question.
Contesta la pregunta.
Put your earphones back on immediately.
Icebox sums up the human cost of turning away immigrant children seeking asylum by focusing on the plight of one hopeful little boy. Yet its argument for a more humane, fair immigration system couldn't be more comprehensive and effective. I'm Eric Deggans.